Welcome to the B-List, your weekly roundup of celebrity mess and pop culture. This week, the Four Seasons, Beyoncé's World Tour, Gigi Hadid, and the Met Gala. First up, in television news, Netflix just dropped a new comedy-drama miniseries called The Four Seasons. It premiered May 1st and comes from the powerhouse team of Tina Fey, Lang Fisher, and Tracy Wakefield. The series is based on the 1981 movie of the same name and follows three married couples who meet once each season for couples getaways. The cast, absolutely stacked, with Tina Fey, Steve Carell, and Colman Domingo leading the way. With just 8 episodes, it's an emotional roller coaster as these couples navigate love, conflict, and life's messy moments. Over in the music world, this sure ain't Texas, because Beyoncé officially kicked off her Cowboy Carter World Tour in Inglewood, California on Monday, April 28th. The show was full of surprises, including appearances by her daughter Blue Ivy and a touching onstage moment with the women of Beyoncé's family during the song Protector. On Thursday night, Beyoncé added in more of her classics, including If I Were a Boy. Chicagoland fans, get ready, because Beyoncé is bringing the tour to Soldier Field this Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. In celebrity news, Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper made it Instagram official over the weekend. Gigi turned 30 and celebrated with a birthday post that included a sweet photo of her kissing the 50-year-old actor. The couple was also spotted arriving together at the party on April 25th. Love is in the air and on the timeline. And finally, fashion's biggest night is here. The Met Gala takes place tonight at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. It's where celebs show up and show out. This year's theme, Superfine, Tailoring Black Style, a tribute to Black influence in fashion. Co-chairs include Colman Domingo, Lewis Hamilton, A$AP Rocky, Pharrell Williams, and honorary chair LeBron James, alongside Vogue's Anna Wintour. That's all for the B-List this week. Check in next Monday to hear about what happens this week in pop culture. For WNUR News, I'm Ansley Simpson.